In my mother's house, there are many rooms, and I should know, I've been in all of them. In fact, my mother still lives in the house where I grew up. In my mother's house, there are many rooms, and she has vacuumed them all. She's cleaned up after my dad. She's cleaned up after my sister, after my brother. She sure cleaned up after me. In my mother's house, there are many rooms. There are the bedrooms, and I always had to share mine with my little brother. There was the bathroom, the one we always had to wait in line for my sister. In my mother's house, there was always the family room, which was always a kind of place of casual chaos. And the living room, oh, always impeccable and ready for guests. In my mother's house, there are many rooms, but there is the one room, her room, and you know the one I mean, the kitchen. The kitchen was the space that defined what it was to be a member of my family. The kitchen. It was always the place through which you had to go to get to wherever it was you thought you needed to be. In my mother's house, there was the kitchen. It was a place of forgiveness and of chaos, a place of dirty dishes and raised voices, a place of love. You know, today is Mother's Day, and yes, I will be calling my mother here later on, and I already know how that conversation is going to go. She's going to say something like, "Oh, David, I love those church services on the TV. I'm glad you guys do that." And then she'll go on about those two guys with guitars and how cute they are, and then she'll say something like, "You know, you should let them sing more verses." I know that's what she'll say. Jesus said, "In my Father's house, there are many rooms." And if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go, I will come and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Some of the translators take that phrase there within the passage, that one about the many rooms. In the Koine Greek, they render that as dwelling places, or as even as mansions, as abiding spaces. A place to be, to wait, to linger, to live. And so what's the point? It's not about geography, is it? Isn't the promise there really one about abiding, about relationship with God? In my Father's house, there are many rooms. Well, maybe you know that expression, that one, I guess I'm in the doghouse now. And if you don't know what that expression means, I can tell you that you've probably been there, whether you know it or not. And if you're as old as I am, you've been there several times. To be in the doghouse is to be kicked out, to be excluded. It is about failure or compromise or transgression. Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I come again, I will take you to myself, so that you may be where I am." Even people like you, people who are flawed and busted and anxious and tired. We have this promise today and always that where I am, there you may be also. Amen.